Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for tuning in on today. And I thank each of you for even tuning in faithfully each and every day. I also thank each of you for being faithful listeners, as you have been very faithful. We have talked about the different prophets and how they are coming up in the body of Christ. We have also talked about the many things to look for when the prophets are coming up and how the spirits, different spirits, can attach themselves. And also we are discussing each and every one of them and to see how that we can be aware or be mindful of them, because some of them can creep in the body of Christ unaware. So we want to pinpoint each one of them and how we can be mindful of knowing which one to look out for. And I have gotten many, many feedback, much feedback regarding each and every one of them. I may be experiencing some technical difficulties because of the rain, because it's pouring down in central Louisiana. But if you continue to hear me fade in and out, the rain, but surely we're going to get through this by the help of God. Amen. But we are talking about the different prophets and how you can be aware of them, and also how you can be able to not to fall into that line of the different prophets. We had talked about the incomplete prophet. We had also talked about the delusional prophet, the egotistical prophets, because once we know, once we come into a form of being who God has called us to be, especially in the prophetic realm, there are many things that we go through. There are many, many tests and trials that we have to encounter and face, and there even comes a chance to where someone may forget who they are and not only forget who they are, but realize, hey, God called me. I didn't call myself, but God called me. And this is an excellent tool. This is an excellent series to not to be caught up in the different types of prophets that are being shown or have manifested in the body of Christ. I thank God once again for what he's doing and how he is revelating the man and woman of God on the different types of prophets. And I'm truly thankful how it is blessing each and every one of you. So once again, if you may be experiencing technical difficulties, but we're going to get through this due to the rain. If not, we will have to redo this same program next Monday. But by the help of God, and I trust God to the highest, that we shall get through this. Anything that God has ordained to go forth, look for the enemy to attack. And the enemy does not want us to be revelated, especially in the spirit realm. He does not want God to show us things, because God told us that he would not leave us ignorant of Satan's devices. That is one of his promises. And so this is a great teaching tool that God is exposing the devil and his tactics. And for sure, I know for a fact, as I was reading and going through some of these prophets and the different titles, I've seen it manifest. I've seen it manifest in people in which I didn't know what it was, and then I did know what it was, but in the same course, I had to pray, because once that you get exposed, or when someone sees that you need help, it is not for us to keep them down and to knock them down. It is for us to help them back up, to let them know that, hey, we are here for you. No matter how hard it is or what you're going through, we are here for you. So this is going to be one of our titles that we are going to work with on today. Prophet. And that is the prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, mean monetary gain, to receive, profit. And we know that we have some that are out there teaching just for money and not for the souls. They're not even worrying about God's people at all. They're only teaching for the benefit of the soul, of money-wise. And we're going to get into that in a little bit, because I know many of them, have been scandaled. Many people have been hurt by the prophet. So we're going to get deeper in it. And like I said before, we may experience some technical difficulties, but that's okay. We're going to get through this by the help of the Lord, because I believe God, because the devil will not win. This series will go forth like God has commanded it to be. And so, as we are coming back on, praise God. Okay, trying to get us back on right now. We did experience some technical difficulties, but we're coming right back on. I thank the people that are working behind the scenes for me. That's right on top of it. I thank God for them. Thank God for your patience, because we're going to get through this. Definitely going to get through this one here. Hallelujah. And like I said, keep your emails coming. Tell me what you would like to hear. I love to hear praise reports. Just keep them coming. Okay, we should be on shortly.
Hello, Apostle AJ. How are you doing today?
Hey, woman of God. I'm good, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. We are experiencing some technical difficulties, but thank God we are back on the line. So we're going to just kick it right on off. We are talking about the prophet, prophet. And as you are all aware that we have been talking about the different types of prophets that are in the body of Christ that have manifested in the body of Christ. And we have done a series of them. And this one here is the prophet. Last week we did the delusional prophet, which was very good because I went back and I looked and I listened to it, and it was very good, very, very informative. I thank God for you, man of God and woman of God, for just going forth with that teaching. So today we want to talk about the prophet. So, man of God, you want to open up the floor.
Amen. Woman of God, there's going on now inside of the body of Christ. Prophets who are operating now for strict profit inside of the body of Christ. And when we mean profit, we mean these days for monetary gain or for platform. I'm seeing a lot of times now where woman of God, and I hate to say it this way, I'm not trying to call out a specific gender when I say this, but I see this happening now a lot with a lot of men inside of the body of Christ. A lot of prophets, they're cutting corners. They're refusing, a lot of them lying and saying God called them to full-time ministry and saying that God told them they didn't have to work or whatever the case may be. And they fleece the sheep and they make a profit off of the particular gift that God allows them to operate in so that they're able to sustain their bills and their lifestyle. You know, woman of God, a long time ago, I used to sit under a person, and it actually was a female, and she really did not have much of anything, and she would prophesy and preach prosperity messages, and she would fleece the sheep, and then maintain her buying new clothes and new robes and buying her, you know, using that money to finance her trips to hit the road or to go on vacation. And what's so sad, woman of God, they don't understand that they're operating in the Jezebel spirit. They don't realize it because they're putting a stamp of the prophet on it and saying it's approved by God, so you should approve it too. So what's going on now, we're selling the office for our own personal gain, and then we're asking God to bless it like he's the, and I hate to say it this way, like he is the judge who orders child support.
Yes, indeed. That's putting it very easily, very, very well put. The prophet, and you made a very good statement. Many people say they are called off their jobs before time, and that's when they get to milking the people. So when some of the people do not adhere to it, they easily get upset because the first thing they think that once they are called off their jobs, that, you know, automatically the people are supposed to take care of them. But I am a firm believer, once God calls you off your job, there is always a provision. He will always give you something to back you up because he is not just going to just call you off your job and you don't have anything to back you up. Because I know a lot of people have full-time ministries, but then yet they have something to back them up, like books or like businesses or something like that. So what do you say to a person that is coming off of their job too soon, because I don't know why I'm going here, but they are coming off their job too soon thinking that God is going to take care of them through the people?
Well, God, first of all, what I would tell them is stop lying. The reason why I stop lying is, let me tell you something, woman of God. I've been preaching 17 years.
Okay.
I never even touched the fivefold to year number 9. Okay. I know for a fact that God ain't called me to full-time ministry. And in some cases, he don't call some preachers to full-time ministry and just completely call you off of your job. Apostle made a very good point the other day. She posted something on her page, and it arrested my spirit, woman of God, because it said that when the apostles wasn't out fishing, they went back to their careers and they was working. It's no way you as a man or woman of God don't have no form of career, don't have no form of education, don't have no form of business sense. But the only thing you understand is getting money from the ministry. That's why they call us pimps, and that's why they call us prostitutes, because of these situations. I've never seen, woman of God, and me and you can attest to this, because I know you got your degree, your degrees, you got your books, you got everything else. I have two careers, and I'm in master's. I'm in a master's program. I see too many times with, besides the ministry, men and women of God are so illiterate and they're so uncocked when it comes down to the things of God. And we don't understand why, you know, besides the ministry, why we're so dumbfounded is because we're asking God to give us a place that we haven't earned from taking us to, I mean, from a place where we haven't worked in. You understand what I'm saying? And it's kind of sad, you know, and these are the same preachers that be in people inboxes begging because, no, baby, you need to go to work. And again, I say it's especially men in this hour, you know, and I hate to say it that way. I hate to, you know, go down on my colleagues, my male colleagues like that. But these men will sit home all day, you know, and they will look at live, you know, they'll use live and that's their church or, you know, and that's their platform. And don't get me wrong, God will give you a word. But why he giving you a word? Didn't he show you that your pocket's empty and that you need to go and you need to go to work and go do something? See, I know where I am and I know why I am in God and I know why I am in ministry. But I can't do, for example, what B. Thomas do, because God really did call B. Thomas to full-time ministry. And I'm fine with that. The reason why I'm fine with that is because he sustained her, but she ain't got called out the cotton field after preaching just for 3-4 years. It took her 25 years before God to shut her down and say, look, now I am your employer and I need your undivided attention. But some of these thinking they're hearing from God, no, you hear it yourself because you really don't have the gumption and the ability to go to work. And you wonder why, number one, you ain't getting no calls, but you wonder why, number two, God is shutting up everything around you. It's because you're trying to profit off of the gifts that he authorized you to operate in.
And you said a very key word, profit off the gift, because many people that are attracted to the profit of profit, they are not a givers nor a sowers. They are just want to buy a word because they don't want to seek God for themselves. They have a form of, I can just easily go to this person and then I can just give them this and give them that, and then they will tell me exactly what I want to hear. Some people do not even seek God for themselves. And this type of person is working into a form of divination. Just put it out like that. They are dependent on the person. They are dependent on the people to give them what they need. What happens, man of God, when the people come to a realization of, hey, I know who God is, and then I know who you are and then what you're working in? What happens then?
Woman of God, you had broke up a little bit when you was beginning to explain. I need you to re-explain it. I don't mean to make you do it over, but I just didn't hear you well.
Okay. Most of the people that are really attached to these people are not givers, nor do they a plant in ministries. They are just attached to them just to buy a blessing. They won't seek God for themselves. They just want to hear a word no matter how they are living. So once a person find out for themselves what type of person they have came in contact with, what shall they do?
Well, my God, the wise thing is to run, because the reason why I say that is because all good things come to an end. And, you know, woman of God was saying, as far as the preacher who have people attached to them like this, they don't realize that they are eventually going to be cursed. And the reason why they're going to be cursed is because they're doing the ultimate thing that you should not do when you say you feel with the Holy Ghost, and that's blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That's one thing you shouldn't do. It says it over and over, don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost, because that's like taking a gun and shooting your own head. So you got to be very mindful of that. And what happens is those people connected to them, they don't realize that being connected to that prophet that is completely out of order is they're going to get something called a dispersed curse. And a dispersed curse where is you guilty by association, and you go get the same sentence. Just because you were sitting in the car while that prophet was driving. Now, when you become mindful as a person or as a Christian of what you're operating, I mean, who you're following, and you know that they like that, you got to get out of that as fast as you can. Don't worry about order. Don't worry about how people going to feel. Don't worry about how people going to think. Because the worst thing you want to do is get in trouble with God to the point of where he shuts you down and he makes you barren in the three areas of your life. And that's family, food, and spirit.
Yes, indeed. Wow. And man of God, I've noticed, and you probably noticed this too, revivals are held only the first 3 months of the year because that is income tax season. I mean, you hear about more revivals. More revivals in every town, every city, every state. And then after March or then after, you don't hear about any more revivals because they done came and they done got what they needed. They done already got the money and left the people just hurt, really hurt. So the prophet, they hurts the spirit of a person, would you say?
Absolutely, woman of God, and you made an interesting point when you said about how the revivals take place only, you know, the first quarter of the year. And you know what's sad, woman of God? Prophets take advantage of that, and the reason why is because they know that these people are undoubtedly trying to buy a blessing, and they know that it's easier to fleece the sheep because they have the funds available to do so. I've seen, you know, woman of God, a situation recently where a prophet preached a genetic word and prophesied prophesied food stamp style. But because he could hold a good tune, and I hate to say it that way, prophesied food stamp style. And what I mean when I say that is he prophesied stuff that Peter Rabbit could see just by walking inside of the house. You got a bunch of, and I hate to say it this way, there are a bunch of single women in there. You know, some of them looking for a husband. You already know that.
You know.
You know, or that's generic. Or you know that the pastor dealt with an illness. You know, so that's something you know. Yep. And then, you know, and then what's sad was that particular prophet showed he showed his immaturity, because what are you doing calling out the leader's ailment anyway? You set that leader for all kind of attacks. You know, so they just fell in love with that person because they could preach extremely well, and that person left out of there with $4,000 out of a house with only 200 people in it. And I look, woman of God, and I didn't say anything, you know, because you know, as you get older in the ministry, God really does humble you. And I that, but I felt, but God, I began to grieve for the people, woman of God. And the reason why I begin to grieve for the people is because they did not know that in them 2 hours of their service, they got raped. And in that rape, woman of God, that violation was so detrimental that because of their silence, which means acceptance, they ended up probably losing some benefits just by falling in love with a man and not with the actual gift that should operate and dominate the man.
Yes, indeed. Wow. And that goes to show you they can be easily blinded. They can be spiritually blinded, and they are looking in the natural, and they are pulling on him or then on or her to give me more, or just give me exactly what I want to hear. And then once they do that, they got them. And just like you say, Manica, they will spiritual rape them and just leave them. And that's why it is so many prophets that are out there that is not working for the good, that are not hearing God and making it bad for the ones that are out there that are hearing God and that are walking upright in this hour. Okay, man of God, you have the last words until, but then first of all, I just want to say this. On next Monday, we're going to be talking about the seasonal prophet on next Monday. So I want you to continue to listen in, people, and everybody. Just tell everybody about this series of the different prophets that are in the body of Christ. So next Monday at 5:30, we're going to be talking about the seasonal prophet. And we're going to let Apostle AJ have the last word concerning the prophets.
Amen, woman of God. What I want to tell the people, and it's very important that you understand, and I'm going to say it from two point of views. First of all, from the prophet who is looking specifically for prophet, I want to warn you, because the Bible says warning come before destruction. I want to warn you that if you do not stop instantaneously what you're doing, you're going to cause your life to be destitute. And you don't want to get in a place where you become not only destitute naturally, but you become destitute spiritually. I encourage you and implore you, if you really know the scripture, understand that once you gather people's blood on your hands, there is no amount of soap and there is no amount of alcohol you can use to rub it off. So you have to be very mindful of how you operate in this season, because, yes, you can buzz hell wide open for misleading God's people.
Right.
Don't think that you can fool God, because Jezebel and Ahab was here long before we even thought about. And some people in the olden days, in the Old Testament, they use religion to mislead the people.
Right.
So be very, very mindful of what you're doing. And for the person who follows these kind of people, you better run. And the reason why you better run is you better show the enemy that you got feet and you got good sense to understand that I know for myself not only the voice of God, but I understand the plan of God over my life, and I'm not going to be swindled or I'm not going to be taken advantage of with words of hearsay or itching words, and I'm not going to do what the world do in this hour, because in doing what the world do in this hour, I'm going to get whatever the world has available for it to get. But because I know who God is, I want to get what all God has for me.
Amen. Words to live by. So I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. Thank you, Apostle LeJ, for faithfully being on each and every Monday. So until next Monday, everyone have a blessed week. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713-07. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.